Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The new covenant will change the hearts of people. They're no longer like they used to be. Now, drug addicts, alcoholics, other people who had that sin, and you can just name it, and we always pick on certain groups of people. Whoever it is, people who watch pornography, whatever it is, you put them in this category of sinners. They get saved. Do you know they still had that? They still had the flesh, and they fight with that. And they still have, most of them still have that draw, the flesh. Boy, if I could just have another cigarette or another drink. Or whatever it is. I'm not losing any of y'all, am I? Okay. They still have that sinful flesh, and the thought is still there. Many times. I gotta leave it alone because I'm gonna get deeper and deeper, and this is not even part of my lesson. And this is going out over the radio and on. I'm gonna get all kinds of letters now. Call me a heretic. You know? I just know God can save anybody anywhere at any time. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What is all and who is any? That covers the whole spectrum of mankind. However, also understand when he's saved, boy, there's some changes that are being made in their life. And at the same time, they still, and by the way, and I've got to move on. Is anybody in here perfect yet? Please don't raise your hand. Don't we tend to look down our nose at other people and look at their sins? But ours, well, we're. But others, well, that rat. The difference is this new covenant, God changes people's lives. Anyway, let me move on before I get nasty cards and letters. But Christ, those two words change everything, verse number 11. And then it talks about of good things to come. It literally means good things that have come to pass. He's not talking about just the future in the Greek language. And again, I'm not a Greek, but it's talking about even present. Ain't God good to us? I mean, just what God has done for us being in his family. When it talks about that shall come to pass, he's not talking somewhere in eternity. He's talking about here and now. Of course, he's talking about eternity, but also presently, these good things God has done for us. He's brought them to the past. And I don't want to get off on this, run a rabbit on this one again. But, man, some of the things God has wrought miracles in our life, whether it's healings or enable physically, mentally. Don't raise your hand. Anybody in here struggle with mental problems? Preacher, you too. Yes, all the time because I have to deal with you. Just kidding, you know. But anyway, he delivers you from physical problems, mental problems, financial problems, bad habits, whatever. We have a great God. And that's what it's talking about, of good things to come. And I love this. By verse number 11, by a greater or more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. It's greater. And in old country language, it's gooder and gooder. It's better and better. It just can't get any better. It's perfect. Then verse number 12. Before I read it, I wrote this note. I believe that this verse proves that Christ took his own literal blood to heaven. Here's the verse. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, Jesus' own blood there on Calvary. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. When did Christ offer his blood in the holy place? I take it very literally, in heaven. I believe there's a mercy seat up in heaven. Remember, we talked about this when he opened the doors of heaven. He told Moses, I want you to build an exact model. What you see here, I want you to build down here. So obviously there's a mercy seat up in heaven. And Jesus said, when he died, and he said, it is finished. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. And the Bible says he bowed his head and died. And he gave up the ghost. No man took his life. He gave it freely. Jesus was not martyred. He was not murdered. Matter of fact, it came out on the news, some of these famous guys got in trouble because he posted something about this pastor. Did y'all see that? He had to retract it about how the Jews murdered Jesus. And then he got a bunch of feedback. Some famous guy, I don't know who he is, just came across the news flash. Anyway, he had to apologize for it. He didn't mean that. Listen, the Jews didn't murder Jesus. The Romans didn't murder Jesus. He freely gave his life. No man takes it from me. Are you following? By his own blood. So when he bowed his head and died, during those 3 days and three nights, and we talked about this, Jesus Christ was crucified on a Wednesday evening. He died on a Wednesday evening. He's placed in a tomb 6 o'clock. By 6 o'clock Thursday, Wednesday at 6, which had been Thursday, and I'm going to confuse you all again. And he did not rise from the dead. He did not die on a Friday evening, as most people teach. Jesus said, as Jonah, I'll give you a sign. We have some new people here, and they know I'm crazy. Richard, Pat, hang with me on this one, okay? Show us a sign. Remember the Pharisees? And Jesus said, you adulterous generation, you want a sign? I'll give you a sign. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale, 3 days and three nights. Now, that's what Jesus said. I'm going to take Jesus' word for it. So also must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth, 3 days and three nights. If you can put Jesus in the grave, and people try, they try and stretch it and all. If you can put him in the grave Friday evening, which would have been Saturday, not that Friday night, and him rise from the grave Sunday morning, I'll eat a hat. I just say my hat. I don't even own a hat. Miss Dolly has a beautiful hat. I'd eat that hat next Sunday. If you can show where Jesus rose from the tomb on a Friday and rose Saturday, he could not. It's impossible. I believe he's 72 hours. Anyway, he's in the tomb. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he rose Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. Well, you're a Seventh-day Adventist. No, I'm not. You know what Saturday evening at 6 o'clock is? That's Sunday, the first day of the week. Isn't that interesting? Matter of fact, when they came to the tomb early, that before it was yet daylight, Sunday morning, as the sun was, before they came, before he was already gone. Why was he already? Because he rose hours before, already rose from the grave. So those 72 hours, quickly in a nutshell, and I'll finish this up. Those 72 hours, here, what the Bible teaches us that Jesus did. He bowed his head and he died. He took his blood up to the holy place and he offered his own blood, and God was well pleased. And then he led captivity captive. You remember in the New Testament, they said it was a parable. I believe it wasn't a parable, but anyway, the rich man of Lazarus, where there's two compartments in the underworld before the death of Jesus. Are y'all following? Okay. The lost and the saved. And there's a wall partition between them. Remember Lazarus, rich man, looked across and said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus over here. He just dip his finger in the water and dip it on my tongue because I thirst. I'm in pain, agony. And Abraham said, no, he can't. There's a great vast between thee and me, and he can't come over there, and you can't come over here. Remember that? Jesus, we've read in the book of Ephesians, led captivity captive. He literally emptied that grave, the underworld, Sheol, and took them to heaven. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He did that. So he took all Abraham, Moses, Isaac, Jacob, all those who were in, because they would have stayed there, matter of fact, until Jesus had to have died. And the price was paid, and then he emptied the underworld and took them to heaven. Today, when somebody dies as a believer, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So all this took place during those 72 hours that Jesus' lifeless body was laying in that tomb in the garden there of Gethsemane. Jesus was not dead.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.